Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's Azure Friday, and I'm here with David Ebbo, and we're talking about Project Kudu. So what is Kudu, and how does it fit into Windows Azure?
Kudu is basically the engine behind a number of features in Azure websites, and more specifically features that relate to source control-based deployment, like deploying from a Git project, a Mercurial project. It also has other features like deploying from Dropbox and a few other things that we'll cover.
So when I publish from Visual Studio, that's not Kudu, but when I publish from really anywhere else, that's probably Kudu.
Well, technically there are three deployment techniques you can use to an Azure website. The first is FTP, which you know what that is. Web deploy is the second one. That's typically what you would use from Visual Studio. And then there are the Kudu-based method, which include Git and Mercurial.
Okay. And it handles all of those things?
Yes.
Okay.
TFS is another one, which does not go through the same engine. TFS is handled in a different way, which we should cover separately.
Okay, so we're going to cover all these things in different videos. This is not the only Kudu video. There's going to be a whole bunch. So if you're not learning something in this segment, be sure to explore the videos that we have on the site. There's going to be lots and lots of Kudu detail in depth. So Kudu is open source. I'm looking at the GitHub here.
That's right. So yeah, this is a project. It's part of Azure Websites, but it's a sort of in terms of how we develop it, it's different from the rest of the product because we are doing it as an open source project on GitHub, which is what you have here.
And I'm seeing check-ins from just hours ago, which means that this is not just a drop.
Oh, yeah.
You're
it's
actively
right.
here.
It's like, yeah, we have no staging. Like any check-in that we made is going straight to GitHub.
And can I take this and play with it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
So on this site, there is a wiki, and I can go and learn more about the internals of Kudu.
Yes.
And we're
going to
cover some of the practical things about Kudu
That's
here.
That's right. That's right.
And where does Kudu live inside of Azure? Is it automatically installed and ready for me when I have an Azure website?
That's right. So the basic architecture is that for any time you have an Azure website, you have a companion site, which we call the Kudu site or SCM site because the URL has the token SCM in it. So yes, every site has one. In fact, even if you choose to not use Git deployment or Mercurial deployment, there is always a Kudu site.
Okay.
It's just a little less active, and you have to go after the features that it has.
Okay. Now, I have 13 Azure websites. This is my live actual Azure thing here. And this one here is smallest.net is a website that I run. These are all legitimate websites. And when I go into there and click on deployments, these are basically all the things that I've done with my my partner who works on this site with me going back into 2012. So each one of these is a Kudu deployment?
That's correct, yes.
And there's this URL here that says Git URL. Let me bring that up into Notepad. Now, I know that the URL for my site until I added my domain was smallest.net.azurewebsites.net. This one's slightly different. This is that companion
That's
site?
That's right. That's right. So first of all, even though you added a custom domain, as an aside, your original domain would still work. If you went to smallest.net.azurewebsite.net, you would still get to your site.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the difference is that for the Kudu site, we have this SCM token, and it's accessed via HTTPS instead of HTTP.
Now, my code lives in Git on GitHub, but there's another clone of that repository, and this is the location of that.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Now, what if I visit this URL? What if I chop this up and go to this place?
If
is there something there?
Yes. You'll end up at basically what we call the root of the Kudu service,
okay.
Which has, is sort of a starting point for a bunch of interesting features that are in Kudu. The look and feel of those features is not as polished as what you get typically in the Azure portal.
Okay.
But there are sort of advanced diagnostic features that can be very useful for some scenarios, and we'll go over them all.
Okay. So earlier that prompted me for my password. That's my deployment password.
That's right. The exact same credentials as you would use when you Git push.
Okay. And in another video, we'll talk about each one of these things and how you can access those things.
Absolutely.
So we know that Kudu is part of the deployment infrastructure inside of Windows Azure. We know that it's part of websites. Mm-hmm. It's one of the many choices that you have when deploying onto Windows Azure.
Right.
And now we're going to dig in another video into how that service works, how to configure it, and there'll be a number of videos. Be sure to check them all out on Azure Friday.